This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending September 26. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $212.23, which was a whopping $14.07 lower, and that was on top of the four previous weeks of falling cutout prices. The daily cutout has dropped $34 since it started its decline the last week of August. There were 970 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and that was the largest number this year, and it was about 14% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $221.49, and that was $11.17 lower, but still about $9 above the daily cutout closed last Friday. There were 6,958 total loads sold, which was 180 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,376 loads, which was 107 loads lower than last week, and about 49% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, were at 734 loads, which was 11 loads higher than the previous week. 127 of those loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 607 loads were shipped overseas. The most recent outfront sales were at 1,089 loads, which was 85 loads lower than last week, and the outfront sales represent product that has been purchased to be delivered 22 to 90 days in the future. The largest outfront sales this week were almost 1.5 million pounds of loin and rib products, whose average prices were $11 to $45 below the current average formula prices. Also, there was about 1.2 million pounds of round products that were priced mostly $9 to $15 below the formula prices. Now, taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were $6 to $7 lower, and the middle meats, which are loins and ribs, they took a really big drop, and they were $19 to $20 lower. And the cow cutout was $215.57, and the select cutout was $209.80 on Friday, as the select cutout continued its free fall. The cow cutout ended the week this week at $3.64 lower, and those 90% trimmings were $5.39 lower at $271.63 last Friday. But keep in mind, during the most of the past year, the 90s have been trading close to $3 a pound, but have started to follow the rest of the beef trade lower recently, along with the normal seasonal increased slaughter cow numbers during the fall run, which is putting a little pressure on the market also. The latest report of imported meat pass for entry into the U.S. for September 19th showed that week we imported 23,309 metric tons of fresh beef, which is up about 4,500 metric tons from the previous week, and that equates to 51 million pounds imported for that 1 week. Year-to-date, for the first 38 weeks of this year, we are running 28% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 49%, providing the biggest individual chunk of those imports, and New Zealand was up 20%, and they're the second largest country. Now let's take a look at the finished cattle prices. The live prices were $5 to $7 lower, trading mostly in that $128 to $130 range, and the dress prices traded about $7 to $9 lower, mostly at $201 to $205. And the Texas average live weight for week ending September 18th took another big jump again, setting another all-time high at 1,349 pounds, which was 14 pounds heavier for the week and 54 pounds heavier than last year. However, the percent heifers did drop from 34% the previous week to 31%, which also helps to add a little weight on to the average live weight. The national steer carcass weight for week ending September 12th was 919 pounds, which was up 5 pounds and another new record high. We are running 30 pounds over last year, and the heifer carcass weights were 22 pounds over last year. We have jumped about 35 pounds in the last 8 weeks on those steer carcass weights. And the choice select spread ended the week at $2.43 on Friday, which would be about $4.60 lower. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.